Well, just two new coronavirus cases in Victoria in the last 24 hours. Most states around Australia are allowing golf to be played in pairs with social distancing. Obviously, it's been a pretty hot topic here in Victoria. And on this program, Sam Newman joined us on the program last week. And Daniel Andrews said something today that made me think, OK, well, if things continue to go in the direction we're going, maybe golf could be back in a couple of weeks. Firstly, the rattling of the cage by Sam Newman from this program last week. Here's Sam Newman.
I respect the Premier. No, probably don't vote for him, but I respect him. But he's gone to a different level of stupidity. To say that he hasn't given anything I said or anyone else said any thought, that's exactly my point. How about he gives it some thought and tells us the logical reason why 20 million people in Australia can play golf all over the country, except the 5 million in Victoria. And to say that him playing golf is not worth someone's life is about as nonsensical and fatuous as you can get. And he should have a better answer than that.
Sam Newman. Here's Daniel Andrews that you might have heard on SEN News, but here's Daniel Andrews, the Premier of Victoria from earlier today, talking about things maybe, not golf, but things changing in a couple of weeks.
We've all got to keep following the rules so that in a few weeks' time we've got some options to ease some of these measures. I'm happy to try and give people that very real sense of hope, because there is hope here. But at the same time, I don't want to be making promises that can't be kept, and I certainly don't want to be sending a message to any Victorian that this is over. This is going to run 4 months.
So a little bit of hope, nothing promised, but things are going in the right direction, obviously, according to Daniel Andrews today. A few little things have been wound back in Victoria as well. We know that they're playing golf in a lot of the states around Australia. Not every golf course has been open outside of Victoria. The prestigious North Adelaide golf course in the heart of Adelaide, I think it's reopened today or is reopening in the next couple of days. So they've put their name down to say, OK, we're going back as well as most of the other courses or many of the other courses in SA. Victoria has wound back a couple of things. We know you can surf if you live near the water. You can now canoe or row or stand up paddle. You can obviously jog and walk the tan if you can book a time. But I think golf and fishing and hunting people would like to know whether they have an opening in a couple of weeks. Been a few people outspoken on it that are involved with golf clubs, including, I think, Jamie Brigden from Kaluas and the general manager of Anglesey, David Sanders. Ron Stockdale is the CEO of Port Arlington, has also weighed in the last 24 hours. So, Ron, welcome to the program. Thanks for having you on. It's great for me to have you on.
Thanks, Blaine. Thanks for the opportunity.
Now, it's a delicate issue. I know everybody needs to be diligent and not leave their homes for any of the reasons that are not listed under the four reasons category, but there are things that you can do for exercise, and golf people use golf as their form of exercise and their mental release as well. Other states are allowing it. Can you see the horizon a little more brighter in a couple of weeks in Victoria as well?
Look, the whole industry, or we are in particular here in Port Arlington, very respectful of the government and what they're doing. And the numbers are very promising, and that's to be encouraged by everyone and supported by everyone. But in saying that, golf is a game that we can easily control the risk of infection by social distancing. For example, just prior to being shut down, we had several things in place, like all golf clubs had in place, no rakes in the bunkers. We raised the cup with a very from the bottom of the cup with one of those swimming pool noodles that we put in the bottom of the cup, so as the ball, when it fell in the hole, you could easily lift it out. We spread the tee times. You know, we made sure that our members weren't mingling around their cars or before the tee or on the practice putting green. They signed their own cards. You know, we made sure that they kept safe distancing between themselves. There was only one player per golf cart. And when they finished their golf, drop their card. They sign their own card, by the way, drop it into the box and hop in their car and go home. And I think if you're playing pairs of two, at least, I think it's possible in teams of four, but in teams of two, I think it's ridiculous.
And I know that the real estate industry, for example, lobbied government and had it overturned where at one stage you weren't allowed to inspect homes that were occupied. That's now been reversed. Has there been a lobby from people in golf like yourself to try and get the Victorian government to consider that too?
Look, we haven't, and we're governed by Golf Australia, and we're also supported by Clubs Victoria down here. Haven't done any lobbying. Like, we don't want to be too outspoken on this, but I think there's a point to be made from golf clubs. Look, down here in Port Arlington, it's a peaceful seaside village, very much relying on tourism down here. It's you know, a beautiful little part of Victoria. We only have 4,000 population, and the people here are retired people, and they love to get out and play their golf. We have 600 members, and you know, not being able to get out and exercise and play golf and do the social thing that they love doing is really hurting the people down here and right across Victoria, I imagine. I mean, fancy, you know, you live in Albury, you can play golf, but if you live in Wodonga, you can't. I just find that hard to accept.
Do you think the template's kind of out there with other states as well? They seem to have done this successfully without any growth factor in the virus amongst their players?
Look, I'd agree with that. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're very responsible people in golf clubs. And I'm sure that we could, you know, we'll be able to manage this very well, as do other industries. Like, I went down Bunnings the other day and there was a lot more people in Bunnings than what there were on 100 acres on our golf course here. So I think that, you know, our industry can handle this very well.
Are people walking the golf courses of country areas like Port Arlington, Anglesey, Kailua, are they doing that anyway for their exercise, even if they're not allowed to play?
They're not. We're not allowing anyone on the golf course at all. But all the locals here, they're a beautiful part of the beach on the Northern Peninsula here, and they're walking around the peninsula every day down there. So they're getting out doing that type of exercise, but there's nothing like getting out and playing a game of golf, which they love to do. And also, like, our financial year here runs between July and June. So we have membership subscriptions just about to go out to our members here. And, you know, members of, they've got to think to themselves, well, do I renew my membership or not? So from a financial point of view going forward, it's crucial that we get people out on the golf course so as they can see some value for their membership.
So can you see the government thinking about this and overturning it within weeks or not? You don't think that's going to happen without lobbying? What do you, are you asking the questions?
Well, the mixed message out there is, like, I listen every morning to what the politicians have to say, and I respect every one of them, but there are mixed messages across a number of areas, and golf is one of them. And I just wish that there was a uniform approach across Australia to playing golf and other social activity. It's not clear, and it needs to be really clear. I know Daniel Andrews makes it very clear here in Victoria, but it's different in other states. So I think that there should be uniformity.
You had a lot of support, or golf had a lot of support with the callers for this program, and we'll take a few very shortly. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to get on the line now. But just before I let you go, I'm not sure how many golf courses there are in Victoria, Ron. You can probably get a rough number to me off the top of your head, but how many people do you employ that would be back in employment if you opened again? And does that is that number able to be multiplied by the amount of golf courses in Victoria?
Well, look, that's a good question. And your listeners have got to know that the golf industry is not all that financially going all that well. I mean, there are a lot of golf clubs in particularly rural Victoria that are struggling, and this will be very difficult for a lot of them. Down here, we've enjoyed very good trading. We employ 50 people down here, and the JobKeeper announcement was music to our ears, because that was, you know, really good for us to still bring people to work and do things around the place that have to be done. And we've got all our ground staff working. That is fantastic. But the township itself down here is really suffering. All of the shops closing, etc. So to have a golf course, look, I am hopeful that it will happen within the next month, and it may be limited to two people. But I think that, even if we could do that, that would be a great step forward for our members down here.
I really appreciate you coming on, Ron. Good luck with it.
Thanks very much for having me, Dwayne.
Ron Stockdale, CEO of the Port Arlington Golf Club. Your calls after the break. Mark and Bacchus Marsh, Tom and Seaford will come to you first. 1-300-736-736, the number.